The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday.
Woohoo.
June 4th, 2026. Good morning.
Woo!
Woo.
Yes.
I didn't say do your Ric Flair impression yet.
Woo.
Don't sue your siblings or any of his family members.
Yeah, he's...
I just saw that. I guess it happened over the weekend. I just saw it yesterday.
I feel like he might have overstepped on that one.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know.
You know, they're living by example at this point, Nate.
Oh, man. I don't even know. I think, you know, sometimes we see celebrities on social media and we're like, are they really posting this stuff or is this a PR assistant? Clearly, Ric Flair has full control of his social media and not of the bottle. I don't know if it's that or if, I don't know. It's public, you know, he puts it out so it's to be consumed and prognosticated about and all that, but I'd like, oh boy, he's drinking. And like, here's the thing, maybe put the phone in some kind of machine and then the bottle will come out. Or if you put the bottle back, then you get your phone. But you don't get them at the same time, Nate.
Wow.
God, that'd be a smart machine if they ever made one.
Well,
that's a great idea.
Give them time. Give them time. Apparently, you know, Flair not even being, you know, his real name. It's Fleer. But I've heard people pronounce it as Flair also. I don't know.
I mean.
Who really knows? It's really, it's not even his real name.
He'll split Sack Fuzz over, but nobody else will.
What is his real name, frat boy? He's back in college.
Yes. Fraternity.
I always mess this up. So it's Fred Phillips.
Yeah.
Not Fred Phillips.
I know. Fred Phillips was the God Hates Fags people.
Yep.
Oh, he was bad.
Yeah, he's dead now, so.
It's probably good that he passed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, well, guess what? You're burning with them now. Or not that, but like, wow. You know, you're a bad guy.
Why would you give your son hell for trying to make a little money? Unless there's a lot that I don't know.
That's the thing. You don't, you know, like, so you don't even have to have a wrestling knowledge to this. Let's say that, that's not a good example. Let's say that Paige had some crazy nickname that it's not Paige, but it's like,
I had one in college.
Oh, a crazy nickname?
You see the way I just stopped rocking my chair?
That they called me, okay. And I was so pissed off.
Oh, here we go.
The radio station that I work for in college called me Sweet Cheeks, and it pissed me off.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I know what's the put-off about that? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Is it just who you're like, hey, don't sexualize me, man?
No, it was just... I don't know why.
Sweet Cheeks. Okay.
Is there a story with it? Like, you know, you might have mooned somebody?
No. Well, I wore leotards a lot. And
hey, watch your mouth.
You can't call them that anymore.
Yeah.
They're called singlets.
Yeah. I don't know why they call me that.
So let's say that...
Sweet Cheeks.
It was mean.
I'm trying to think of a way to make this. Let's say that you had a daughter. What would her name be?
Ashley Page.
Nice.
A woman always has that answer.
Yes.
Like if she all had son, you know, if it's a woman who had sons. If you had a daughter, what would her name be? Charlotte Mary. Like it's you're already there with it. Okay, so let's say that Ashley Page, after you became Sweet Cheeks and everybody knew you as Sweet Cheeks.
Yes.
Are you spelling it with an X on the end?
I have no idea.
Okay. So Sweet Cheeks. And then your daughter who... You know, the internet says because of a partner or a husband or wife has maybe frayed the relationship with you and Ashley Page. Is she, it's weird you give her the same name.
Junior. I'll just call her Junior.
I know.
It's not the same name.
Woman does it, it's weird. Why is that? Like, I hung out with this girl in high school, and her mom had the same name as her, first name, but she wasn't Junior. What's up, Lena?
Well, my mom was Charlotte Ann, and I'm Charlotte Page, so I decided to do the same thing.
But Sweet Cheeks Jr., let's call her.
Sweetie Jr.
Your relationship's frayed because you maybe don't get along with her husband or whatever. We'll call him Todd. So she all of a sudden starts a blue jean company. And she calls it... what was her name? Ashley Page Jeans.
Yes.
Makes your sweet cheeks sweeter. Uh-huh. Talking about your ass cheeks. Yeah. Just play with me on the analogy there. Yeah. So anyway, Ric Flair's son, Dave, Big Dave, who I know and is...
Great guy.
I mean, you can't say it enough. And his, I don't know his day to day. I know his team listens to us. Many of them do because I'll say a Flair story and they'll maybe go and ask him. I don't know, but that was a chair. See,
it's gonna be your ass one day.
Nope, I never do it in here.
Thank you.
Well, you could go down the halls and somebody's off this week and just kind of fumigate.
Ooh. Oh, it's not Tuesday.
Mark your territory.
Though. Can't do it. Can't do it on. It's not Tuesday.
Go hit the mics.
So anyway, you, without maybe even saying anything to Ashley Page, you go on social media and screen shoot her jeans ad that's using the Sweet Cheeks thing. So Ric Flair's son, Big Dave, who's a good dude, has a company. And he's had it for a while. I know this. I didn't know that it had this name, but it's a recycling company. And it's called, now apparently it's called Flair Recycling.
Yeah, which is smart.
Which is very smart, because he competed in WCW as David Flair. And
probably one of the most famous Eskimo brothers in the world.
Dude,
oh,
no
my God.
Kidding.
Yep.
Like, no kidding.
Who's the girl?
Stacy Keibler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
So you know who the man is, right?
George A-list. Clooney.
Oh, gosh.
I know, right? Yep. I know. He's Big Dave.
Wow.
He's happily married now, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I got to talk to her on speakerphone one time at Greenville Baseball Card. That was
really cool.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, I'm Big Dave.
Did you put old Paul on there with her, too?
No.
Didn't you have a picture of her? Was that Stacy in the office?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when she was Miss Hancock. That was her name at that point. So anyway,
man.
Flair calls him out and says, you know, I'll paraphrase, I don't have it available, but basically just saying you're stealing my name and keep me out of your life and blah, blah, blah. And says he's got a lawyer who charges $1,000 an hour and he'll see him in court.
Something like, you know, it's time to stand on your own two feet.
Yes,
like
quit using my name to benefit yourself. Meanwhile... And I love her, too. She's been on the show. Ashley, oh, my God. Look at the parallels of this.
Your hands
Charlotte. Oh, my God. Charlotte, which is your real name,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's your first name.
Yeah.
Charlotte Page. You're going to name your daughter Ashley.
Ashley Page.
Charlotte Flair's real name is Ashley.
Oh, my God.
You knew that.
You knew that.
I did not know that at
all. Your hands must hurt from breaking that cake.
There was this little girl that I taught dance to, and her name was Ashley.
Yeah.
And she was very obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I had a child, it would be just like her.
Wasn't expecting
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. Don't ever tell I would never have told the child that
prick
story.
Of a kid.
No,
you were
she
named
was
after
great.
This bitch
she,
kid.
She was just like, I left the room and came back, and I...
That'd be a good band name, wouldn't it? Tonight on stage is Bitch Kid.
Bitch Kid.
I came back, and the guy I was dating, he brought me these balloons, because...
Hurry, my creativity's fading.
Okay, because I had to blow them up, and I was teaching these girls to do Sine turns. So I leave the room for 2 seconds, came back, and all these kids had the balloons all over the place, and Ashley's dancing, and I said, did someone say you can have those balloons?
What did you say?
And they said no, and I said, well, put them back and sit down, let's get ready to do our class. So she's apologized.
But go back to Fat Boy's had a question, because I want to make sure I heard
Ashley.
It right.
I swear to God, you said, I taught these girls to blow up balloons, douche and take turns. Did I mishear you?
Absolutely. I was a dance teacher, not
What's a douche got to do with that?
I don't know.
I never said that.
What'd you say?
You just said yes.
Well, he's hearing something in his own crazy mind. I would never say that.
What did you say?
After balloons.
I said that I was Shanae Turns. How'd you get douche out of that?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought she said taught him to blow up balloons, douche, and take turns.
Yeah, I hope this was the high school class.
You were all wrong.
So kind of dance class is this?
Never mind.
So,
that's an awesome one.
Anyway, just calls it out like on social media and
just being a dick for no reason.
And I was reading the comments and I'm like, God, people like turning on Rick, like, dude, leave him alone. And I feel the same way, but like Dave, like if this gets back to Dave already, like, man, I feel so bad for you, like, because you know, it's your dad on one hand, but Lord God, man. I mean, geez Louise.
That reminds me of a dad.
But then again, why would you, here's the question, why would, if that's such a, oh God, why would you, other than to, oh my God, I think that's David Flair. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm trying to ride the fence on
maybe
this.
The controversy is trying to get momentum for his business.
Well, I absolutely think it is. But if that's a dark part of your, you know, again, this is all public stuff. I know I'm talking about a father-son relationship, but it's a real interesting dynamic.
So he could have used, it was okay if he used the name to wrestle, but if he wants to use it later in life or whatever else, he can't use it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows your Flairs.
I mean, unless you have a non-compete with your own dad, I think you can use whatever is legally your name.
But yeah, but, well, it's not though. it's like, you know, if you suddenly changed your name to a Russian last name, and it's not
you
really.
Can. I see where you're going with that.
It was Koloff.
It's the worst time.
It's a stage name, so the son capitalized on the dad's stage name. And the dad got mad because he thinks he's famous and that he should.
But he did wrestle.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And you know, was
it makes sense.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Just so crazy.
You hate to see it play out publicly.
That's the thing. And certainly, I don't know. I would say if you're in the area up there in North Carolina and you need some recycling done, do Big Dave a favor. I'm doing a free plug right now. I don't care.
Free plug Thursday.
I'm reading a quote, and he says he's not suing his son. He just wanted to say that you can't have the best of both worlds.
Why the hell not? Nature has for
That's a great a
long
song.
Time.
I remember that. That was by Miley Cyrus, I believe. Or Hannah Montana at the time.
Lizzie McGuire?
The best and best.
She was thinking about being bisexual, though.
Was that what it was about?
It's just nobody knew it at the time.
I thought she went to church, but was also a practicing Satanist.
Do you think she still pees in the road?
That you're thinking about Oprah.
Oprah did it in a movie. I think Miley does it for Molly.
I think rumors have it that she did it, but
what? Oprah or Miley?
Miley.
Oh. Miley looks wild now, man.
I think she's beautiful.
No, yeah, but I'm talking about the new, like, the pictures where, like, her, I don't know, she looks with that gauntness in the cheeks and everything. Like, remember, we talked about the Olsen twins now, what they look like. They almost, like, look like a robot.
What, do you remember?
Oh, Lord.
The one got married and had a bowl of cigarettes at her wedding?
What the hell?
Well, this was 3 days ago. Rick posted a picture of him and Kid Rock, and I don't know who's in the middle, but
yeah. What is the caption? His captions are all, every word's always capitalized.
It says, at least Kid Rock still likes me. Woo.
Oh, man. Wow, the way to follow up.
But then he went on to
pick one of the most controversial men in America
right now
and say, well, at least Kid Rock still likes me.
He said, Rick, I'm a cultural icon and will be for the rest of my life.
True.
Get ready for Ric Flair summer woo.
Oh,
and it's
Lord.
A gif of him and his.
Golly,
God.
Watch out, Conrad.
Summer woo.
Coming after you next.
See you next, Connie.
CT.
Look out. He's coming for you, Connie.
he's
Russian Wolf already got you.
Make a bunch of. Oh, I saw that. That was cool. That was fun.
Oh, man.
Fatboy Slim. I'm glad that turned into something a little fun to talk about. You were, you were
foaming out the mouth, or whatever you call it,
really?
Seething at the tooth,
foaming out the mouth. He was, Paige.
Yeah.
He was. There was talk about, number two problems. There was, more mystery items missing from his setup over there.
My little stack of copy, you know. We make our own copy in this business because we don't have copywriters anymore. Our last one died. Oh. He was good, though.
He was awesome. He rode a scooter everywhere.
But then again, he died.
And he didn't lose his license either. I always thought that, too. I asked him one day. I was like, hey, do you drive a moped because you got a DUI a bunch of times? He's like, no, I just like riding it. And he says, by the way, it's a Lombretta.
God, I didn't know how...
Some of them were nice.
It was. It was a cool little Italian little scooter.
I didn't know how big he was until he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody, like, in the trades were coming out, like, you know, like, oh, he was big market for a long time.
Legend.
So, I, you know, we ride it on copy.
He worked on Madison Avenue.
Yeah.
Like, he did. Yeah. Legit. Wow.
He was in Chicago for a little bit.
I picked his brain, man. He was good.
He was smart.
Dude. He was the one I'd always... when we'd have
those problems, like things weren't there.
Oh, hell no, not like that.
No.
But, like, if we were at those advice? Little meet and greet, or, you know, those little ratings parties and stuff, you know, and it's like an open bar, I'd gravitate toward him and just sit there and ask him stuff.
Now, he grew a little cynical later in life, but I guess we all do.
We all do.
No, listen to us right now.
I'd love to hear what he was saying about $5 gas right now.
Probably smoked a little too much for me to hang out with him, but, you know. Yeah. He and the old lesbo that used to work here that smelled like patchouli and cigarettes. They hung out there a good
bit. That was her last name, by the way.
She was really nice. I liked her.
It wasn't calling her that. That was her last name.
She used to parade her wife around and said, meet my wife.
Yeah. That's cool. And it was odd that that was her last name, too.
They were like
French
kissing.
It's like Cynthia Cooper. Anyway.
They French kiss in front of people. It's kind of odd to see. It's odd to see anybody do that as an adult, to be honest.
Like out in public?
French kissing?
Yeah. Like
because it was not closed mouth. It was kind of the open type of, you see the tongues going back and
forth. It was a statement.
I don't think I've ever done that in front of somebody like that.
French kissed?
Yeah, that's weird, don't you think?
Well, I mean, like...
Like two dragons going back and forth.
At this age, to see it now, like, it's like...
It's like, what are you doing?
You're like silently thinking, get a room.
Exactly. That's what that's all about.
But, like...
Unless you're at a bar, then, you know, the guys are like, oh, come on, take your shirt
hell
off.
Hell yeah. No, well, not that, but, like, it turns into, like, you know, it turns into just people watching.
It does.
Especially when you see, like, him sitting there contemplating going for the kiss, and finally he does, and then she grabs him by the back of the head, and they just start, like, he's going to pork her, Russ. He's going to pork her.
All the phones come out. Well, the phones don't come out until it's two girls or two guys.
Yeah. Or a fight, if you hear somebody called an MF at a high volume of speaking, phones are going to go, oh, boy, we're about to get something on World Star right now.
Snap!
Oh,
Lord.
God. If we'd had interns back in the day, and just you could just send them to wherever, like, just go make out in public. Let's see what happens. Two dude interns just go out and start French kissing.
People go, get a room. Get a room.
Go to Walmart and start French.
We never had two at once, which was interesting.
Yeah.
It was always just one at a time.
We can't have them anymore.
No.
We had a video
and you
guy
know what?
For a
That's
day.
Probably good. That's
oh, I like probably... some of them. They were great.
They were. But eventually one of them would have complained about.
Oh yeah, and this environment now.
In this environment now.
You can't abuse them like you used to.
We all sign an NDA for each other each and every day.
Yeah.
We really do. We put a Faraday cage around the studios.
I think
we've
all given up on each other that we're like, it's so far gone with the things that we said to each other.
You can't do any of that stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I've insulted each and every one of you.
Yeah.
In my own little way, but not maliciously.
No.
Yeah. Can't bust balls anymore. It's not a thing.
Exactly.
No, that time when I did spray paint the side of Fat Boy's car, I meant that. I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was.
And I did, I think, accidentally hit somebody in the testicles, and I didn't mean to.
Well, looking back now,
talk about
though,
that chin.
I wish you had done it on purpose.
No.
It's what did we paint on?
Person.
I can't remember who it was. We painted on the back of somebody's window. Was it I Love Bin Laden, or it was something crazy?
That was one-legged Batman.
It's part of the terroir. just that name alone. One-legged Batman. We had a character.
It was a real person.
Yep.
A real person that...
One-legged Batman.
We needed some... We had some bit. We're like, we're going to do a video. We need a bunch of people dressed up like superheroes. And
here
the dude shows up dressed as Batman, but he only had one leg. So I named him One-Legged Batman, and it stuck for years until, you know.
Until you find out how he really lost the leg.
And versus what he would told us and many, many thousands of people over the years.
I was like, oh, man.
So, oh, man, that's not like stolen valor. That's like the stolenest of valor.
It was terrible. Yeah, I mean, but he got a lot of lap dances out of it, I guess.
He really did.
But I just wish I would have thought of it first, I guess. But I have two legs, so I couldn't use it.
No, you get...
I'd be two-legged fat man.
I'm thinking about being...
That's not nice.
Three-legged Matt Man for...
Things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. Give me my apron, Paige.
Two white people dance, or three white people dancing like white people. I just raised the roof.
I left my grill at home. We're going to have a cookout later.
Oh.
Little cook.
This is Glorilla.
This is Glorilla, not Gorillas.
Glorilla.
And you got the rapper from one battle after another was Jungle P Word.
Yes.
Another name for a cat.
Yes.
I don't know if you could say it.
I mean, I
could say Jungle Pussycat if it were a cat.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the name of the, you know, like there was the all-girl rock band from Russia. And that was the name. You know, there used to be in Looney Tunes, I don't know if they still have it or not, there's a little kitty cat on there named Pussfoot.
Really?
That was and it had nothing to do with the feet. It's just, it was a little cat, and that was its name. And it hung out with the big, tall bulldog named Hector, I think.
God.
Hector and Pussyfoot. It sounds like a podcast Odyssey would have.
It would. They'd pay a lot of money for it, too.
Hey, man, this morning. What's up, Pussyfoot?
And they would heavily promote it on this show. They never introduced characters. You just, like, I don't know how we found out who was who. So I just had to tell you.
What do you mean? On cartoons?
Yeah, like, that's Pepe Le Pew, but they didn't really say that.
Well, I think normally Pepe would, when he would start kissing a woman's arm and sniffing her neck, it's, hello, I am Pepe Le Pew. I think they had to, now I don't know how anybody knew Roadrunner or freaking damn wolf's name. What is the wolf's name?
Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I did know that.
Yeah. Yosemite Sam,
but they never referred to each other, and he just said, meh, meh. And the other, I don't think the wolf talked, or whatever you called him.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Well, when I heard Speedy Gonzalez, I thought that was, you know, like, that's not really his name, right? This is you trying to be racist. Not you, but somebody else.
Yeah. Oh. Andale.
That was his name.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, though, with that is, like, with Speedy being sarcastic, because he was always napping, you know?
Yeah, he was, and then...
Maybe it was from running so fast.
Then he always have his buddies
but
with
Flo
him.
Jo
taking a
naps.
Siesta.
He was trying to take his buddies with him.
Right.
Didn't he wear a sombrero?
Yes.
Am I like, you
and
know?
He was digging a tunnel full of cocaine.
Am I seeing this right?
I
swore you wore a sombrero.
I was watching the news last night, but on the Cartoon Network.
Apparently.
Cartoon
News. That's true. They found another tunnel from here to Mexico, and it was full of coke.
God.
I'm not shocked.
This day and age.
How did they build these tunnels?
How did they do it back in,
Like Elon's got the big bore, like the bore.
Now, those big machines that literally are like spinning some kind of.
That's interesting that you said that, because there are people in New York that are going into the sewer system, and people are wondering why they're going into the sewer system, through the manholes.
Uh-huh. Why are they?
According to the professionals, they're going in there just to collect things, you know, debris or whatever, just. Sell some things that get in there, but
like these are like just citizens.
Yes.
Let me see if I can find
like
the video.
Manhole diving.
Yeah, sort of like that.
That sounds like.
But it can be
something your friends would do on the weekends, Paige.
All my scuba
diving. We're going manhole diving, guys.
Hey now.
Do I need a snorkel?
Yeah, they're.
No, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
So the authorities are saying that they're just going in there looking for things that, you know, like debris. I don't know what else would they...
Yeah, well, they're probably down there...
Look, just randomly popping up. Like, you don't even know what's...
Oh, and they're wearing, like, miners' helmets. Mm-hmm. Like, they're...
There's five people right there. That's just one part of the city.
Oh, I wonder if it's... you got to think... Well, I know.
Oh, God.
Car just rolled over, dude, as he was popping out. Wow.
Like, you don't know what's coming as far as traffic goes.
No, I guess you got to feel the vibrations coming, but cue up the Marky Mark and the Funky
Bunch.
It's just
bizarre.
But, yeah.
I was Stephanie Goss talking about
looking for monsters.
I bet you they're coming in. I'm not trying to say those people look like a certain any kind of nationality or anything, but
it's like the.
I thought you couldn't pop them open like they weighed so much.
Well,
that you had to have a tool.
You got to have that little. I think that's from to get it open, not to pop out of it. Boy, that is wild.
Mm-hmm. We got some in town that are just like paved over.
You know, and manhole covers, God, they're like...
They're heavy as hell.
They're beautiful, too. Like, yeah. At least the old ones, they'd have, like, cool, like, Art Deco designs, all spiral-looking, just cool stuff.
When are we going to call them they-hole covers?
Oh!
Yes!
Yeah.
Some equality, damn it!
They-holes. Fat boy, that's fun. I'm going to pass it on to Deb.
Well, that one's in the middle of a busy New York City...
And that's so dangerous.
...road.
I want people working, okay?
People working.
I want people working.
That's just one video.
People
there's a lot
at work.
Oh yeah, they've been doing a lot.
God, that's.
What does that look like if you did that here? Could you? Where would you even go?
But you're watching that on YouTube. So are they just doing that like those people go into abandoned buildings?
Well, that was a news report.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
yeah. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing.
Like, we're investigating for spirits. Man, it smells like crap down here.
It's like, are we going down? Why do we come down here to pee?
Oh, look, there's Red. You know, you remember from Red was here.
Oh, my God.
But like, the fact that, you know, talking about that, that's fresh. I mean, that was just, like, on the news. I barely watched any news last night, but I did see that they found it was, like, full of coke, and so they were using it to distribute back and forth. But, like, doing that without machines, but yet, like, how the hell did they do it with, like, the New York itself, like the city of New York City, you know, we've talked about before, is literally old swampland. Like, it's full of timber and rocks and stuff to build that foundation. But then they also dug tunnels underneath it that...
Like tunnels you could walk through.
Tunnels that trains go through. And it's like beautiful mosaic tiles, you know, at least before it was covered in piss and cocaine. Crack.
That's a new podcast as well.
It's coming up after Hector and Ashley Page.
So according to this, they believe that they're searching for valuables.
In the sewer?
Yeah.
How would they get down there from...
My God, it's the new gold. It's like, you know, senior citizens with their metal detectors, and Kiss My Ass owned one as well. It's one of the first things I did when we got the farm. I was like, this is near a Civil War battlefield. I'm going to find a freaking... sword or some stuff.
A musket or musket ball.
Muscadine wine. Something. The page, that's interesting. I never thought about it. Like, I wonder if, I mean, it would, you know, being homeless obviously would suck all around, but like, rather than getting arrested for being on a park bench, like, just dip down into the sewer.
I guess if it's that easy to.
God.
I mean, how many homeless people are bathing in the Reedy River? Let's get you a bar of soap.
They should let them do that. During the Reedy River duck run.
Just get out there.
Actually, what about this? What if we float homeless people down the Reedy River? We sponsor them. And the winner gets a free dinner at Rick Earl's. I bet Rick would be into that. Rick, holler at your boy.
Just write a number on their forehead?
Oh, we'll give him a shirt.
For those of you that don't know, the Reedy River Duck Race is like a big event every year where you buy a little rubber duck and they float them down the river.
Yeah.
And the winning duck goes through this little tube and they pick it out.
And I don't know if it's lack of trying or lack of being told no, but why in the hell Jeep doesn't sponsor that? I'll never know. I'll never know.
God.
It's a gold mine.
I was thinking about the...
But that logo on all them suckers.
I was thinking about that the other day. Not that, but another missed opportunity. I'm like, nobody markets anymore. Nobody tries to think to go after stuff.
Well, I can only do so much.
I'm like, and this is for something that we would never, it's like a product on a TV show. I'm like, well, okay, I thought of that. I'm not a marketer.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody else think of that? Nobody tries to sell. They'll try to get a check, but they won't try to sell.
No.
cultivate the brand, sell the product. I'm tired of saying brand. That's too much.
Brand is over. Amen to that. My brand.
My brand. Oh, oh God.
Whoa. The only person that can say that's Elton. Am I right, fat boy?
That was it.
That's right, Paige. Uh-huh. You get that joke, don't you?
He was the dookie.
Yes.
Number 42.
Elton forever. Brand, not Elton John.
Oh, gotcha.
There's more than one Elton.
Oh, my God.
What?
I was trying to mash them up. It's just not going to work.
Elton, yeah, Brand John.
Yeah.
Elton. All right. Elton. All right, we'll end it on that note then. Actually, we'll end it on this note. Paige, what's up in the plaques?
Well, has anybody ever heated something in the microwave at work and it was horrible?
The smell? Oh,
yeah.
Yes, you.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, some bitch.
Wow. All right. So let's begin with this. A cop pulled a gun on another police officer. Why?
That's a great question. Why are you breaking the blue wall, man?
Why are you doing that? It's the Brotherhood. So this is a 46-year-old cop in South Carolina. He was arrested.
Well, what city?
And fired.
Or state.
I said South Carolina.
I know. It was just a reset from yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Myrtle Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So we begin, Dirty Myrtle. We begin with this. A 46-year-old cop in South Carolina was arrested and fired after he pulled a gun on a fellow officer. After the guy microwaved something in the break room, causing a bad odor in the office. What do you think could have been so bad that you would have to pull a gun on somebody?
A baby.
That would be, you know what? That's a great answer. I'm
in the microwave.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say evidence of a murder.
No. Usually you eat things in the microwave.
It's not evidence.
You gotta
trial.
Take them out first.
Is it food based?
Yes, of course. It's a microwave.
Hey, look.
Hey, buddy.
I've put clothes in the microwave before to dry them. I have.
Yeah,
plus, underwear. Felt great.
We put something in a sock in the microwave for somebody to eat. And I can't remember who it was.
God, what was that?
It might have been the Russian wolf that had to eat out of a sock.
It was Munchkins out of a sock.
Yep.
It's something to do with old lady in the shoe. Some kind of weird thing we did. But I'm weird about that because if, like, non-breakfast food, smelling it in the mornings, all stinks to me. I don't know what that is. Like, my nose isn't ready for savory smells yet.
Yeah. Ooh, not even Salisbury steak in the morning.
Yeah.
Banquet. Six pack.
All right.
Family size.
So... it happens. There's always that person that wants to reheat something from the night before, perhaps. Or
we had somebody that used to work here, an egregious offender, constantly.
I have sat next to somebody who was eating sardines and asked me if I wanted some, and I'd say, no, never in my life.
And they're like, anyway. I wasn't talking about the sardines.
Sam, I am. So this is a 46-year-old detective.
What's your neighbor again?
By the name of Michael Tobias. Tobias?
I don't know.
And
Tobias.
He was at the police headquarters, as we said, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Saturday when he got into it with a patrolman. And Michael was furious because the guy was warming up fish in the microwave, causing a bad office odor. You know, fish.
Yeah,
that'll do it, man. That's the person I'm talking about. That's what they, it was fish. It was seafood. Because they were going on that, was it pescatarian diet or whatever?
Oh, really?
Isn't that the one that was all fish? Now, this person lost a lot of weight doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that got to do with religion, dude?
We all suffered.
No, I have put salmon in the air fryer recently.
Yeah, but not at work. That's your house. It's
no, because, you know, I can't leave. My animals love it, so they're like going nuts over salmon.
It's the equivalent of taking a dump with the door open.
You don't do that?
No.
Not here?
At home.
I do it here, too.
Wow.
With it open?
Both doors. The stall and the front. Probably all three of the downstairs.
He has a nice airflow going.
He has no shame whatsoever.
If I open the stairwell door, it sucks it all down to downstairs.
And that's very male of him to do that in the first place.
Could you imagine?
He's marking his territory with his poo.
Yeah.
What's that smell? Somebody's got to shut the door.
Lee Rogers would come in there and start, you know, meleeing me.
So this guy
start throwing fists.
What do you know about this? He put a microphone over the top of the urinal.
Would it make ORD as a news report? We have a foul smell in there. There's a foul smell in the bathroom.
I believe it's YRD now.
Roger Davis to come in there and investigate. There's a foul fart smell coming from the men's bathroom.
It smells like a swamp.
Coming up. Smells like
spit. Bill Brooks here. It smells like a chemical chemical spill off of Darlington Road near 29 Wade Hampton.
We got a wreck on Woodruff Road because somebody took a big grizzly dump and left the doors open. I can taste it all the way from here.
I hear you. Stop. Keep talking crap. I'm going to give you erroneous traffic reports.
Right. Well, Michael was arrested for pointing a gun at someone, which is a felony.
Yeah.
And he was booked and released. He also has been fired, and the other officer won't be charged with a crime for microwaving fish.
You know, if I wanted to hear an a-hole talk crap, I'd turn my head and fart.
Yeah, see? You turn him into Jimmy Stewart.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.